You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Bring, 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 bring.
Moonway Roller Rink. This is... Sorry, excuse me.
Sorry, did you want to get your whole intro out?
This is Sean speaking. How can I roll ya? Oh, sorry.
Sorry, why don't you go again? You know what? I'm going to hang up and call again.
Okay.
Bring, 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 bring.
Moonway Rollerway. This is... Nope, it's a roller rink. Is this the guy from a second ago, or am I messing up with a new person?
Yeah, no, it's me. I'm going to hang up again one more time.
All right.
Click. Bring, 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 bring.
Moonway Roller Rink. This is Sean speaking. How can we roll ya?
Hey, Sean, how you doing? I'm the guy from before.
Yes, I'm happy to hear it.
Happy to hear you as well. That was a great intro. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know if you're a secret shopper, but it's one of our steps of service, so I want to get through that properly, you know?
Good job. I'm not a secret shopper.
All right.
But I am calling with a request for some information, first of all, and then if I like the information that I get, with an order. Okay. I would like to have a birthday party, not for me, but for my daughter. Name is Clarice.
Okay, I'm taking all this down. Clarice,
she's going to be turning 10 years. Well, don't take her name yet. Let me give you the whole rundown first.
Okay, I'll throw it away.
We keep doing a thing where we're both trying to go too fast.
All right. Yeah, I guess I'm going to move at my own pace here, but it's helpful for me to write stuff down just so I don't get lost and I can listen more actively.
Well, I want to throw a 10-year-old birthday party at the roller rink, and I want to have 50 kids there. Is that something I can do on a whim, or is that something I have to set up with you?
Okay. Are all the kids – so the birthday party's for 10-year-old?
They're all vaccinated, yeah.
Great, check. That's good for them. Okay. The birthday's for a 10-year-old, and then it's a bunch
They've all had chicken pox, too. This is for the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know there's a vaccine for that. They didn't even need to do that anymore.
Wow. Well, okay. Shoot. They've all had it. Anyway.
I hope it wasn't too stressful or weird or whatever. It's a lot of information to have to get from 50 kids, even. Are they your own kids, just out of curiosity?
No, they're Clarence's friends, Clarice's friends. She's got a lot of friends from school, friends from Campfire Girls, friends from, you know, just around the way.
I wish I hadn't thrown away my notes from earlier when you kind of reprimanded me, because you said Clarence and then Clarice, and I feel like you said, is that two kids and I forgot to write one down, or was that a misspeak?
It was a misspeak, sorry. My son is Clarence, my daughter is Clarice. And we're throwing a birthday party for Clarice.
Uh-huh. Clarence and Clarice. I'm not writing this down.
Okay.
C-L-A-R-E-N-C-E.
You're not writing it?
Nope.
You're saying all the letters.
No, I'm with you. I'm right here with you. Okay, great.
Did you type it?
No. Nope.
Why did you spell it out loud?
Why do you care so much?
Just curious, because you said, I'm not writing it.
Right. Well,
but then you did what everybody does when they're writing something. They sort of talk it to themselves.
It's just a mnemonic device. If I spell the name out in my head, it'll be more likely to remember it. I get your name, sir? Was it Melissa?
No, you did not get my name. I don't think.
Okay, excuse me.
Yeah, my name's Corbin.
Oh, Corbin, Clarence, and Clarice. I like this family. I think I'm on an old notes piece of paper here, so that's where the Melissa came from.
See, that's why it's confusing. That's why you don't write stuff down until you're sure you want to write it down.
I had a system, and then I had to throw away my earlier paper because you shamed me, and so I'm using the... I'm not writing anything.
But now you're using a broken system? I don't think I shamed you.
I would love for your kids to have a great time at this party, and I don't want to...
Can I talk about this real quick? I'm sorry. Just because you feel shame doesn't mean that I shamed you.
Okay.
I don't want to be the villain in your story. I've never met you before. Sean?
That's right, Melissa. I think that
It's Corbin.
Oh, sorry, Corbin. Oh, like, you know how I'll remember that? Like Corbin Burnson from the Major League movies in L.A. Law.
That's right. That's what everybody says. That's right.
You're not named after him. Are you him? Are you Corbin Pernson?
Always at some point in the conversation it comes out.
Yeah.
Sorry, no, I'm not. So. I'm not Corbin Pernson. No.
Okay. Well, Corbin, whether or not you shamed me, we never met. We were seconds into our conversation, and you told me not to do a thing that I do for my job. And so that made me feel like I was doing something wrong. I love making kids have a good time, and I'm not going to let your attitude ruin that for your daughter, Clarice.
I don't really want you to be that big of a part of the party. Okay. I don't want you to make them do anything. I don't want you to participate. I'm just wondering, do I need to rent the rollerway? Or do I just bring 50 kids?
If you bring 50 kids that you are likely to not be able to have, like, all the seating areas. You know, you can bring 50 kids, but they might be spread out. It's like if you showed up to a restaurant with 50 people, they could maybe seat you all, but they probably wouldn't be able to do one table.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, that also affects the music that's playing, what time of day you come. You know, you might come, I don't know how you like to treat your family, but sometimes a day some guy comes in and starts requesting raunchy music, and maybe you don't want your kids to hear that or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys have a pretty full catalog? Or is, I guess I sort of assume this was a family-friendly establishment.
It's family-friendly, but sometimes stuff gets by. You know, we use Spotify. We use the
How raunchy? Nelly Hotton here or like Nelly Tip Drill?
Tip Drill.
Wow, didn't even think for a second.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hot in here we get like twice a year. Tip Drill, maybe three times a day.
Whoa, three times a day. Holy moly.
So,
you know, I might have to call Roller King, actually. I think Roller King might be a little bit more of a kid's thing.
That might work better for you, honestly. I feel like this isn't... Okay, I've dropped a couple things here.
You okay? Did you spill a big soda all over your notes?
Shit. Okay.
You know what? Why don't I hang up and call back after you've had a second to resort?
Well, just a second, Melissa. Let me get these.
My name is Corbin.
Sorry. Yes, sorry. I maybe am too reliant on the notes I'm learning here. Yes. Okay. So, can you call back? Could you call back?
Yes. Click. Bring, 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 bring.
Oh, whoa. Moonway Roller Rink. This is Sean. How can I roll you?
Hey, Sean, it's Corbin. How you doing?
Very, very overwhelmed here. As we've been talking, a line is kind of formed here.
Okay.
And we're understaffed because some people are too lazy to work after the pandemic, and so I'm taking over all
you
the,
hate to see it.
I know.
You hate to see all those lazy people.
I know, truly. I mean, I'm just a little overwhelmed, but I can do both.
Okay. Do you want to put me on hold while you deal with the line for a second just to get it a little shorter?
Could you? Would you mind?
Sure.
We really want to have Melissa's birthday party here, so we'll be on hold. And
her name is Clarice.
Corbin. Clarice.
Nobody's name is Melissa. My family is all C's.
Okay.
That's the way to remember it.
Well, someone's name at some point was Melissa, because I have it on my paper here. It's just not really a deal.
Just deal with the customers. I'll be on hold. No problem.
Hi, sorry for the wait. Is something wrong with your shoes, your skates?
No. Is there something wrong with my shoes? Why did you jump to that?
Sorry, you just looked so, like, uncomfortable standing there, so I thought maybe there's something wrong with your skates.
I guess I am uncomfortable. I got eights. Could I maybe try more of a 12?
You want to jump from 8 to 12?
I think they're really small.
Yeah,
Because they're not shaped like high heels, but that's how my feet are fitting into them.
Okay, and you are on the reservation under, I just want to make a note of that on my notes here.
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez. Okay, Gonzalez. Here, so we're switching 8s to 12s. Mm-hmm. So I'll just take those from you. All right. And here,
thank you.
Your 12s. Do you mind that these are a little gendered? Some people, you know, a lot of macho men want the like black or blue ones.
Oh, yeah. These have like polka dots on them.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Gonzalez, marking that down here.
You don't have to say everybody's name. You can just say thank you.
It's helpful for me to remember. Thank you, Gonzalez.
You don't need to remember my name.
Okay. Well, how's the skate going? Are you having a nice time?
Yeah. Now that I got shoes that fit me at all, it should be nice.
And I'm so sorry to keep you waiting. Why don't, here's a little ticket for some nachos. Okay. Those are gratis. Those are on the house.
Okay. And I was just going to ask, do you know where the snack bar guy is? I've been waiting for a pretzel for a minute.
You're looking at him. Yeah. So, yeah, let me head over there, I guess. And, I'll make a quick little.
Sean, you never really put me on hold. I've just been sitting here listening.
I am so sorry, Gonzalez.
Please don't walk away from the line. My name is not Gonzalez. My name is Corbin. Please don't walk away from the line and the phone to go make a pretzel.
Do you know what I think the issue is?
What?
I am too reliant on my notes. I'm too literal with what's right in front of me.
I agree.
So,
what if you picked up the phone? Is it cordless?
No, but it's a long cord.
What if you picked up the phone and sort of strapped it to your head so you could walk around and talk, but still... the people in there.
I'm a little concerned we'd be opening the door for a decapitation. But maybe if I hold it high or something like that.
Why'd you jump straight to decapitation? Have you guys had decapitations before?
No, thank God forbid. No. And no, right. No. Your kids won't be decapitated here. So,
okay.
All right. I'm not making a pretzel here. I am fully with you. So we're doing a party for 50, all vaccinated. For COVID, but not vaccinated.
Can I get cheese and salt? Okay, great. Yeah, so I got 50 kids. Everybody's vaxxed and ready to go. I was thinking do it during the week, save some money. I was thinking Wednesday at noon. Would that work for you guys next week?
I mean, I don't want all the kids out of school. Are you pulling the kids out of school? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to pull all the kids out of school, call it a field trip.
All right, there you go.
For Clarice's birthday.
Cheese and salt on the hot dog for you. And there you go. And
I didn't want a hot dog. I wanted a pretzel.
Fuck. Okay, 1 second. Just wait right
here. Are you telling me fuck to Wednesday?
No. Wednesday's great. Wednesday's actually perfect for us because I doubt it'll be that busy. I mean, we do have we do have a few, teens that skip school and request some pretty raunchy stuff. But yeah. I'll be working security, and I'll try to keep them out.
I know you guys also have those two bowling lanes off on the side. I just want to make sure there's not any tournaments or anything happening because I know bowling's for degenerates and everybody's going to be drunk.
No, those sickos won't be here on Wednesday.
Thank God.
Okay, great. So just taking notes here. So, okay, we've got a reservation for 50 drunk
teens. 2 large Cokes, 4 popcorns and 3 hot dogs, all with cheese and salt.
For who? It's just 2 of you.
Well, for us two.
Okay, you want cheese and salt?
We don't want to come back.
It's already the popcorn, the hot dogs.
On the hot dogs. No, just on the hot dogs.
Cheese and salt on the hot dogs.
I know it's a little weird, but it's not a lot weird.
It's not a lot weird. And I'm used to it. Okay, great. And which party are you with? Oh, don't tell me. You're Clarence.
No.
Okay. Can I get a hint or something?
My name is Jermaine.
Jermaine to what? This conversation? It's very germane to this conversation.
My name is Jermaine. That's my name.
Oh, your name's Jermaine?
Yes.
Oh, I don't have you anywhere in my notes. Did you check in when you got here?
No. We just came for lunch. Do I have to check in for lunch?
No. It's just so rare that anyone does that.
Oh, my God. You guys have the best salted cheese hot dogs in the state.
I agree.
Honestly, some of the only people usually refuse me.
It's ridiculous, don't you think?
I do.
I mean, hot dogs already has salt and cheese in it most of the time, so it's just or at least salt. All right, Jermaine, we'll have your hot dogs, your sodas, and your popcorns, salted cheese and the hot dogs, 4 popcorns, 3 sodas.
Very good. Thank you.
No problem, yeah. And are you still with me, Clarice? Clarence.
Clarice is my daughter, yes. My name is Corbin.
Charo. Corbin.
Nobody's name is Charo anymore. I think that passed. Oh, one quick question. Can you deliver it to the middle of the rink?
Absolutely. Oh, you're in the middle. It's a beautiful table. You got the best table in the house.
Yeah, we got the middle one.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you. I think it's table 1, right?
That's table one. How do you know? Probably you're probably regulars.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We come in for lunch a lot.
No. Well, you'd think that Charo is a weird name. I'm talking to a Jermaine right now. So,
huh? Who, what?
I said, do you think Charo is a weird name? I'm talking to a Jermaine right now.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't we do one at a time? I want to bring my daughter and her 50 friends in for a birthday party on Wednesday. I think
you should bring all 50 of them in at the same time, because otherwise they won't have a lot of fun.
Right.
And that's a really long day if you brought them in one at a time.
Yeah. So I'm trying to work with you guys, and then I'm trying to work with the school, and then I'm trying to work with the school bus department to see if one bus can take everyone who's invited. But then I have to talk to security at the school because we have to keep off the kids that weren't invited. So we're going to permission slip the kids. We're going to make sure the kids are chipped. We're going to make sure the kids are going to be chipped, permission slipped, and we're not going to let any of the not cool kids on the bus.
What an incredibly, what's the word where something is exclusive? What an incredibly exclusive, hardworking birthday party.
I love my daughter. I love her so much.
That's great. Yeah, you don't want her to have to deal with the social consequences of inviting kids that are just bummers to her birthday.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I was wondering, because I'm hearing on the other side of the phone that your food situation is kind of tough.
No,
can
it's
I
great.
Get it catered, or should I pre-order food, or how does that work best?
Okay, so we are now going above and beyond what it would be if you're just showing up. This is now in reservation territory, which I want to quote you prices at least so that we can talk about that.
Great.
So if you just brought 50 kids and yourself in, are you bringing security and the bus driver in to skate as well?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so 50 kids and yourself, so that's one adult, so that's $12, and 50 kids, that's $8.
I may have a couple adult chaperones. We'll see. I'm still waiting for some calls.
Okay, great. So let's say 5 adult chaperones, $12, 50 kids for $8. So that's $400 for the kids, plus about $60 for the adults.
What if the adults eat but don't skate? Can I have them buy food instead of buying skates?
Yeah, but I'm going to be pretty on top of that. So if one of them tries to skate, there is a penalty fee for that.
And I did hear that everybody in the premises needs to be on skates for safety, but they won't be skating.
No. So that's what we do is we put you on skates, but then you're just walking around on your knees, or you can hop into one of the like grocery store style carts to get around.
Okay, good. You guys really got it all figured out. This is great. Thank you for the help.
It's really, really chaotic in here. It gets really loud, and yeah, but it's a blast. It's kind of what.
Sorry, did you mean to say that to me? That wasn't what I said at all.
That's not what you're looking for?
No, I said that you guys do a really great job, and you said, yeah, it's really chaotic here.
I got that. That was maybe what you were looking for. I don't know, because you're throwing a birthday party for 50 kids.
Well, you know what? Why
like
don't
that.
You? Yeah. Why don't you pencil me in and let me call you back to confirm the reservation?
Okay. So now you want me to write something down.
Well, it's not a reservation yet, but it's sort of a pre-res. So I don't want it to catch you off guard when I call you back in 20, 30 minutes, maybe tomorrow. But I am going to put a call into Roller King, and I'm also going to put a call into inline sliders.
Okay.
And just see what their rates are and sort of if they have more than one employee or whatever.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this about Roller King. If you take your kids there, they might not come out alive.
Excuse me?
There's I think, a murderer wandering around Roller King, kind of killing the kids and kidnapping them and stuff.
I've not heard that. Wandering around? Yep. Should be pretty easy. It's one big room.
Well, he's really fast skater and he's really secretive. So,
Sean, this isn't personal, man. This is not personal. It just seems like, you know, all the lazy people that don't want to come to work are really screwing you.
You and your manager.
I mean, your manager's probably freaking screwed.
Yeah. Well, I could tell you he is, because he's me. I'm my manager.
Wow.
So I'm running the show here. This is my dad's roller rink, and 3 weeks ago, my dad went on a trip, and he fell down an escalator at the airport because he was trying to catch his plane because he was a little late because I wrote down.
Didn't even make
the
trip.
Didn't even make the trip. So my dad is in an airport hospital because he didn't bring the right identification with him, and we're in kind of a bureaucratic terminal situation.
Oh, he's kind of an international waters health-wise.
Yes, yes, and so it's kind of good because he's getting insurance from Canada because that's where he was heading. So he's under the insurance.
You kind of, your hands are tied.
Well, my hands are tied. I can't go. So it's I'm running the whole business myself, is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, hey, props to you. You are doing a great job for what you were handed. And I'll probably call you back to confirm.
Okay, great. Just one second. Ma'am, we were out of root beer, so I just mixed Diet Coke and Dr. Pepper.
Oh, I don't want that. Did you already run my card?
Couple times.
What do you mean?
Well, I thought the first one didn't go through, so I ran it again, but it turns out it did. So I'm just going to give you two sodas that you technically paid for.
No. Can you void both? I don't want a bad soda mixed up instead of the one.
It's
going to
take me a really long time, but I can't.
Okay, well, handle that whenever. I'm going to walk away, but I expect that nothing will be charged to me.
All right, which party are you with?
I'm with the Gonzalez party.
Oh, I met Gonzalez earlier.
Yeah, I don't think you met Gonzalez. That's a last name.
Oh, he just accepted me calling him Gonzalez. I thought that was his name.
I think it's his last name, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you Gonzalez?
I am a Gonzalez.
Oh, so it's like, what, a family party? Or is it your husband?
Yes, it's a family party. It's good. Family and friends, yeah.
Great. I'd like to have all this information just on my paper so I can kind of, at the end of the day, know who
Where's your paper?
Fuck, where is my paper? Hey!
Oh my God, that kid is skating around with it. He's
waving it around.
He looks really fast.
Oh my God, this kid's a speed. There's no way I'm catching this kid. I can't skate. Okay.
But you could probably just stand in one spot, and as he sort of makes his rounds, you can maybe try to catch him that way.
You know what I'll do? Kind of like that, but I'm going to decapitate. Oh, I'm not going to decapitate him, but I'm going to hold the cord.
I really don't recommend the decapitation.
Absolutely. So here's what I'll do. How about two sodas of your choice, but not root beer?
Okay. Yeah, I'll take two Cherry Cokes.
Okay.
You have Cherry Coke?
Basically, yeah. I'll be right there with you.
Wait. Do you have Cherry Coke?
No, but I can whip something up that's almost the same as Cherry Coke. A lot of people think it's better.
I don't want that. Okay. I just want you to communicate with me because when I order something, if you don't have it, that's okay. I'll just make a new choice.
Well, all I have is Diet Coke and Dr. Pepper. So anything else you want, it will be some sort of mix them up with that and some of the stuff I have.
As long as the Dr. Pepper is fresh and has enough syrup, I'll take one.
I'm going to try to avoid your soda purchases here.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah, okay. Mr. Burnson, sorry to put you on hold.
Sean, you seem like such a nice young man.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Burnson.
Sorry that you are left here. No, this is me, the woman in front of you speaking. I'm so sorry that whoever has left you here has abandoned you. You don't deserve this. You deserve help.
Well, I wasn't technically abandoned. It's that my dad refuses to use rolly suitcases because he thinks they look emasculine. What? He thinks it makes him look emasculine, like he can't carry a regular suitcase. And he fell down the escalator at the airport because he was carrying...
Was he carrying like a big old-fashioned 50-pound suitcase?
So did you read the story or are you just guessing? Because, yes.
Well, I know 50 pounds is the limit. And...
Well, yeah, he was trying to bust the limit too and not pay the extra. So he was holding it up when they weighed it, you know. And had
sounds like someone who was trying to do a little too much. Someone who needed to ask for help.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's exactly right. And him not doing it really screwed me over.
Are you seeing what I'm saying, though, about someone who's maybe taken on too much and needs to ask for a little bit of help?
Is it something maybe to do with someone? The Dr. Pepper?
Well, it does have something to do with the Dr. Pepper. Uh-huh. I bet you if anyone else worked here, you'd have fresh soda. Uh-huh. It's such a shame to see stale soda.
Okay, yeah, I read you loud and clear. I'm kind of busy now, but
really
if you want to...
Really brushing me off.
Oh, sorry?
Really brushing me off. I was trying to be sensitive.
No, I hear you, and I'm kind of busy right now, but if you want to come in with a resume tomorrow, and we'll do an interview, and... Base pay $20 an hour and plus tips.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, my dad wanted to make sure the employees were taken care of and can afford it since almost nobody works here.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And do people tip often?
When they feel good about the service, or some people just tip because out of like politeness, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to come back, but I have a son who may love to work here. So I'll send him in with a resume.
Oh, well, if he's as beautiful as you, I can't wait to work with him.
Oh, you're charming.
Oh, yeah.
You're charming, Sean.
Well, thank you, Gonzalez.
Hey, can I give you one more piece of advice?
Yeah.
Unstrap that phone from your head. You don't need to do that. Just get a cordless.
Someone on the phone just said I had to do this. So it's I'm getting different information.
Yeah, but two kids have already fallen because the cord is going from the snack bar to the booth.
Oh, that's what that big yank was.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice. I am so
You're really
frazzled.
In your own world, aren't you?
This is like, have you ever, what's your job, Gonzalez?
My name is Rita.
Sorry.
Gonzalez.
Rita.
Yes.
Rita Gonzalez.
Yes. Is that a surprise?
It's a cool name.
Thank you very much. I actually work at a dealership. I work at Downtown Chevrolet.
Oh, where's that?
It's downtown.
Of course.
Yeah, I work in the bookkeeping department.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
And so what do you do
but
there?
My son would love to work here, I think. This is a good high school job, and
great.
I think he would really love
it. Your son's that. In high school.
Mm-mm.
Does he have any plans next Wednesday?
I don't know. School, I think.
Yeah, I think maybe he's about to not get invited to a pretty big party then. Just so you know, I'm
what?
On the phone.
What do you mean?
I'm on the phone with a guy who's throwing an exclusive party at the, and his kids, I think, go to the same school as your son. And I think he's maybe about to get not invited to this pretty exclusive party.
That's okay. I mean, he has school. That's okay.
Yeah, you'd rather him be in school because it sounds like it's like 50 kids, permission slips. I think it's going to be pretty raucous. They're going to play tip
drill.
Wow,
that's pretty legit.
Yeah.
They're gonna play tip drill.
I think so. I think the dad seemed pretty excited.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna hop back over to my family and you handle your phone thing. I would say if you don't have a line at the snack bar, go back to the booth, you know? But hey, that's just me.
There was a long line, but everyone left it. Well, yeah, I'll go back to the booth.
Sean.
Okay, Corbin.
Hey, sorry I left you hanging there for a second. I just got off the phone with Roller King. It sounds like you were right. They do have a murderer in there. I'm sticking with you guys for now. My only question is the cotton candy machine up? Is it still working? Because I think last time we came, it was sort of on the fritz, and you asked some little girl to fix it, and her hair got sucked in.
Okay, so you... I thought... Yeah, yeah, okay. I thought I recognized your voice.
I've been down
voice.
There before. Before. I just... Yeah, I hadn't booked before.
I really regret that because it wasn't that I was asking her to fix it. I was thinking that maybe her hair would kind of wake up the machine and be like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Hair begets hair.
Hair begets hair. But yeah, it sucked her in and then she was kind of doing an upside down, like not right. like a headstand in the machine and spinning around right. and stuff. The cotton candy machine is working. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's
good.
Working great. And that's all I got to say about that.
All right. Well, let's do this. I'll give you my credit card. Let's put down a deposit for Wednesday at noon. We're going to do noon to 3:00, all skate,
okay.
No adults on the floor.
No adults.
And let me pre-order 56 hot dogs with seeds on the buns, as well as 56 cotton candies.
Okay.
56 popcorns.
You know what? This is great.
And you know what? Why don't you give me 10 Sprites, 10 Cokes, 10 Pibs, 10 Vanilla Cokes,
okay.
and 10 Cherry Cokes, 10 Diet Cokes.
I can basically do that. I can basically
okay, great.
Do that.
What do you mean basically?
Well, I'm going to try to get those. So I think what I'll do is I'll make a Costco run because the machines might not be working, but I'll make a Costco
okay.
run.
Wow, I really appreciate the above and beyond.
Hey, I appreciate you putting up with me. I know this has been tough, so...
Hey, we're working together here.
Okay, uh-oh.
Jesus.
Uh-oh. All
oh
right,
my God.
The kids took over the DJ stand.
Yeah, well, I can't really hear you anymore.
Yeah, I think the kids took over the DJ stand. Hey! Okay, everybody's going pretty crazy in here. Everybody, okay, I'm a little wrapped around my phone cord trying to turn the music off. I'm a little wrapped around
Sean,
my phone cord trying to turn the music
Sean,
off.
Sean, are you hanging?
I'm sorry.
Sean, are you?
I'm a little hanging from the phone cord trying to turn the music off. I got the
oh my God,
stop.
Sean, is the cord wrapped around your neck?
I got the music stopped, but the cord's around my neck.
Oh, Sean, cut the cord. It's okay to lose the phone call. Just cut the cord.
Give me your number first so I can call you back on my cell.
I'm not comfortable giving you my phone number. I'll call you back. Just cut the cord, Sean.
Okay, well, we won't have a phone to answer, so take my phone number. That's for my cell phone.
Okay, what is it, Sean?
642.
642. Shit, this pen isn't working. Give me 1 sec. I got to run to the garage.
Somebody help me. Everyone's just... they've all started doing tip-trill in unison like an acapella group. They're still fucking dancing.
Okay. I got a pen. What's your number?
They really hate me here, I think. 642.
642.
642.
642.
6422.
6422. All right, Sean, thank you so much. I will see you Wednesday with Clarice and 50 of her nearest and dearest.
Oh, thank you so much.
My name is Corbin.
Hope that guy's still alive.